Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with David Williams. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, LaVon.
David, you know Relay for Life is coming up on June 21st. I believe that's the right date.
That's right.
And we survivors have to kind of plan to do something special. And you're doing something really special as a fundraiser. So let's talk about a hostage sale.
Yes. Our team, Team David, is having a hostage sale this coming Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon, or however long they last. And it's just something I thought would be kind of fun to do. I have a big love of hostas, and I had several that needed to be dug up and divided. So I did that early in May while they were small, and they look really good.
Where is this going to be, David?
Pardon me?
Where will it be held?
It will be held here at my house on the corner of 6th Street and Sunnyside Lane in the driveway.
Okay, 6th and Sunnyside Lane. If you get that close, I'm sure we can't miss it because
Yeah. You're
going to have lots of hostas out there for people to look at.
That is correct, and there will also be a Relay for Life sign
Okay. In
the front yard.
Okay. Now, David, you've mentioned that many of these hostas are yours because you've divided them, but I understand you're getting them from some other places too.
Yes, that's right. I've talked to a couple of my suppliers that I've purchased from in the past, and they were willing to help donate a little bit for the cause, which was very nice of them. And so we're going to have several new varieties that are just being released this year, as well as some of the miniatures.
Okay.
There's been kind of a huge interest. You know, people are really downsizing in every aspect of their life, and gardening is one of those. So When we don't have as much room for a hosta that gets 3 foot tall and 5 foot wide, rather than have one, you can have several of the miniatures in that space. So majority of them only get about 6 inches tall, and they may spread about 8 or 10, maybe 12 inches.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, David, I know that because I was by your house one day, you've got a couple of little of those miniatures in a fairy garden, and I have read in the past about putting them in pots. But if we put them in pots, can we take them inside during the winter?
The best thing to do with the hostas, because they are a perennial, and it's kind of contrary to normal, you know, during the growing season, excuse me, they really, really like their water. But during the winter, when they're sleeping, they want to be dry and cold, so they stay dormant. So the best thing you can do if you're going to garden with them in containers, which I've done for years also, is to either slip them under a table in the patio or bring them into the garage or something, somewhere that stays cold but they stay dry, and you'll have very good success
So they need to be cold, but maybe not 30 below. It might be good to give them a little bit of protection.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, David, there's so many varieties of hostas. I want to talk a little more about that. But how did you get interested? Why are you such a fan of hostas?
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those bugs that bites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, going back to the varieties, actually, LaVon, there are over 7,400 varieties. So that's a lot of hostas.
And
I don't have near that many. I've got maybe 250 different.
Then that's a lot, too. Now, a color. You know, some people, if you're not familiar with hostas, you say, well, they're green.
Exactly, yeah. I think, you know, when I first started collecting hostas back in the early 80s, it was like, well, I've got the green one, the blue one, the green and white one, the one with the yellow-edged leaf. You know, I thought I had them all. And then you kind of get exposed, and you look through different mail order catalogs and things, and do a little research, and you find out there's all these varieties that have been hybridized over the years, and have beautiful different variegation in their leaf, as well as different sizes and things, and there's just a lot of really pretty different leaf shapes, leaf colors. Their growth habit can be very different also. You know, it can be very vase-shaped and grow upright. and they can be very cascading and drapey too. So.
Now, and what about the flowers? I used to just sort of ignore them or cut them off, but now I'm finding information that says, well, some of them smell really good, some of them are pretty.
Yes.
What about the flowers?
Yes, the flowers are well worth keeping on, in my opinion. I like to, depending on the variety, some varieties, and I would say really majority of the blooms are not fragrant, but there are several that are. And those typically will bloom a little later in the summer, and they are definitely worth waiting for. The fragrance out of them is just unbeatable.
Mm-hmm. And I found they make kind of nice fillers if you're doing cut flowers. They kind of, they add some height and they're lightweight. And I found that I really appreciate those flowers much more than I used to.
That's right. And, a lot of times you think of a flower being on just a regular green stem. Well, anymore, they've been hybridizing for red and purple coloring, not only on the petiole, which is the stem of the leaf, but also on the flower scape, the stem itself. So you can get a variety of color from white to lavenders and pinks and real full, bushy-looking flowers, and then very minute, single lily-type flowers. It's, commonly called the August lily is an old common name.
I didn't know that. Okay. Now, another thing that I think, again, if we're not up to date on hostas, we think of, okay, that's a shade plant. And it is a shade plant, but okay, that's another change.
It does work in the sun pretty good. Now, the rule of thumb I always follow is morning sun is the best because, typically our morning sun here in the summer is a little bit cooler than that hot afternoon sun. But the other good rule of thumb to follow, if it's a blue leaf, keep it in the shade. If it's a green or yellow leaf, it will really tolerate some sun, and it will really give you a fun change of color throughout the season. In the spring, they'll come up, and they'll be a real pretty chartreuse, limey green kind of. And then as the sun gets more intense and the summer gets hotter, those leaves will turn to a variety of shades of yellow gold and just really get pretty.
Okay, so lots of variety out there. There's even a white one. I don't think it, mine usually doesn't stay white, but it comes up white. It's really kind of interesting in the spring. So lots of variety out there. We're visiting with David Williams about hostas, and if you don't know about hostas, hey, you could come by David's house on Saturday the 15th.
Right.
9 to noon.
Exactly.
And take a look and buy a few.
And support Relay for Life.
Yes.
And Cancer Society.
Yes. And we all, survivors, as they need to, we all need to kind of keep supporting the cancer research. So this is a great opportunity and have that benefit of enjoying a hosta.
That's right. Thanks, LaVon.
Yes. Thank you very much, David Williams. And until next time, here's a thought. You can learn from a plant. Grow where you're planted.